What's happening at the Lions 17 as we start the second quarter? Lions Red Zone Defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. First quarter numbers, Lions at 82 total yards, Cleveland 77, Lions at 55 through the air, Browns at 11, 27 on the ground for Detroit, 66 for Cleveland, of course aided by that 45-yard end-around by Benjamin. Lions had it for 10 minutes and 33 seconds, Browns 4:27, Lions at 8 first downs to 3 for Cleveland, neither team with a turnover. First and 10 Browns from the Lions 17. 7-0 Detroit on top. Gordon goes to the left side. Rashad Butler checks in. He's eligible. Sixth offensive lineman in the game for the Browns. Offset eye. Whedon to throw. Time in the pocket. Throws right side. Incomplete. Contact, but no flag. Gary Barnidge, the tight end, being covered by Chris Houston. And that'll set up second and 10.
Lions playing zone that time, the secondary. And Houston basically just covering his zone. They didn't put any wide out over there. They put a tight end. Houston actually playing the ball, and the tight end, Barnidge, almost ran him down. Good play by Houston.
Gordon left, little right. McGahee out of the game. Obanaya in there, and they directly snap it to him. Wildcat offense, and he works his way down to the 15-yard line. Whedon split out to the right side. He picked up two. It'll bring up third and eight as the Lions were ready for that.
Yeah, really nice recognition by the Lions because they put Whedon as the shotgun quarterback and then put him in motion. And behind him was the running back, Obanaya. And the Lions weren't buying it. Forces a third and long.
Browns 0 for 2 on third down. Got to keep an eye on Jordan Cameron here. This is where he's very effective. Third and eight. Whedon out of the gun. Lions show a six-man front. They're bringing the house. Whedon sets and throws. Complete to Gordon. Gordon is taken down at the five-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there. Picks up the first down. Nice throw by Whedon.
And the fact is, Gunther Cunningham rolled the dice. Came with an all-out blitz. That left the corners. Mathis and Houston all alone. And Mathis couldn't handle the play by Gordon, the route by Gordon. Just got a little separation, and that was all Whedon needed.
Gain of nine, they'll spot it at the six. First and goal from there. I formation behind Whedon. Deep back McGahee. He gets the toss, right side, cuts it up, gets to the five and down to the four. Brought down by Ziggy Ansah. Gain of two. It'll be second and goal.
This is what the Browns like to do when they're in the goal line. They're old style. They got big linemen. They got very good ones in Alex Mack and Joe Thomas, obviously. And they want to pound it. And that's kind of what their goal line philosophy is. But off of that is run action passing. And that's the other thing you have to be careful of. That's why the tight end, a guy like Jordan Cameron, is so dangerous here in the red zone.
Lions go nickel, five defensive backs. Four-man front on second and goal. Whedon to throw. In the pocket, got a wide open Obanaya at the one, turns and rolls into the end zone for the touchdown. Came out of the backfield, got lost, nobody near him. Easy pitch and catch for the score.
Well, that's, I think, a classic case of blown coverage. Because when you're at the goal line, there's nobody supposed to get that wide open. It could have been a rub route where everybody comes from the outside in and keeps the defense from getting out there, or forces the defense to run into each other, and that might be why he got so open, or nobody covered him. And in my judgment, it looked like nobody covered him. That's a mistake in coverage.
Billy Cundiff for the extra point. It's up and good, and the Browns have tied this game. It is 7-7 with 12:52 to go in the first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
It's the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, going on now at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Come check out the 2013 Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck for 36 straight years. Year after year, the Ford F-Series continues to dominate. right now. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 Ford F-150 models. Not all customers will qualify for Ford credit financing. $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance for 60 months. Some exclusions may apply. This program excludes Raptor models. $9,000 in total savings only valid on XLT 5.0 liter. Take new retail delivery by November 19th. See dealer for details. So take advantage of these great 2013 F-150 offers and get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 F-150 models.
Think Ford first.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
Second quarter is brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Bell Tire, located in Dearborn. Bell Tire, where you always get the lowest tire price, period. 7-7 game. 12:52 to go first half. Billy Cundiff to kick it off. Michael Spurlock back deep for the Lions. Questions coming in about Calvin Johnson, whether or not he's play. If you're just joining us, he is in the lineup. Being used somewhat sparingly, though. Spent probably equal time on the field and on the sidelines. Cundiff the run up and the kick. Spurlock to his right. Will let it bounce 8 yards deep and fly out of the back of the end zone. Touchback will give the Lions the ball. First and 10 at their own 20. Matthew Stafford leads the group back out. Calvin Johnson not in there on first down.
The real history lesson at this stadium where the Browns call home, if you look at the Ring of Honor, you got the Marion Motleys, Dante Lavelles, Otto Graham, Jim Brown, Lou Groza. I mean, those are names from the past and the great names, the foundation, the cornerstones of this league. It's kind of fun to be here and have them honored in this stadium.
Great football tradition that was lost for a while and then brought back. Stafford loads and throws right side. Pettigrew's got it. To the 24-yard line it goes. Gain of 4. Taken down by Craig Robertson, one of the inside linebackers in this 3-4 Cleveland defense. Second and 6 coming up for the Lions. Joyc Bell checks in. Reggie Bush comes out. Durham to the right side, Ogletree to the left. Stafford up under center, Bell the lone back. Brown stacking that line. Stafford throws, wants Ogletree, throws it wide, incomplete. Out at the 30-yard line, Buster screen in coverage. That'll bring up third down and 6.
A little too much out in front that time. Stafford not as accurate as he needed to be there.
Lions 2 out of 4 on third down. Calvin Johnson, Ryan Broyles check in. It's 3rd and 6. This crowd definitely into it now. 7-7 game. 2-3-2 teams on the field here in Cleveland. Stafford will operate from the gun on third down. Brown show a 4-man front. Matthews got it. With time, setting up a screen and just throws it wide again of Joyc Bell. Stafford's got to put a little more touch on that. Bell had blocking in front. Pressure was coming that time by Amonte Bryant and Desmond Bryant.
And I think
but Bell never had a chance to haul that
no,
in.
No, I think Kruger got in the passing lane. I mean, Kruger got up in. He's right in the passing lane. And Stafford had to throw it out in front or he throws right at Kruger. And Joyc Bell's got to be aware of that. You know, you've got to move your body, move yourself. And we got a flag on the
down
pick.
As the punter, Sam Martin, is hit. Benjamin catches it at the 24, and he's taken down back inside the 15-yard line by Don Carey. But let's check out this call as Sam Martin got hit during that punt. If it is a five-yard call, it's not a first down. Let's see what they have. And it's going to be the five-yard variety. Will not be a first down for the Lions, and they'll mark it off.
Running into the kicker, number 96 of the defense. That five-yard penalty will be added on to the end of the play.
So running into the kicker, not roughing the kicker, so the Lions don't get the first down on the play. And the Browns are going to be backed up. So instead of their own 15, they should have it down around the 10-yard line. They'll mark it off. We'll get to the spot when we come back. And we'll take a break. 7-7 game here in Cleveland. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires. And it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire's open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family-owned and operated for 45 years.
The 52-yard punt by Martin, minus 9 on the return. Ball is marked at the 15. We were under the assumption that there would be a mark-off after the return. The Lions would take that option. There has not been one. So we will get an explanation on that, but the Browns have it first and 10. Deep in their own end at the 15-yard line. So the penalty technically was declined by the Lions. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Chris Obanaya in there, running back to the right of Brandon Whedon, who's in the gun. 7-7 game here in Cleveland. Whedon's got it, drops back to his 6, wants to throw, goes deep. Got a man out there, but it's incomplete left sideline, looking for Travis Benjamin. Good play by the safeties out there for the Lions. That was Lewis Delmas coming over to get in the way as well.
Well, Benjamin made a double move over there, and he got behind Mathis. And the truth of the matter is, Lewis Delmas has got to be a little bit quicker over there. Even though he was in the play as that safety over the top, you kind of got to shade it to the side where there's the speed receiver, and Benjamin's that speed receiver.
Second and 10, two receivers right, one left. Whedon's got it, wants to throw. Pressure comes, setting up the screen. They got a complete Obanaya left sideline. Slips the tackle, picks up about 8 extra yards to the 29-yard line. Back to the 24-yard line, got 9. It'll be 3rd and 1.
That's on DeAndre Levy. Levy's out there to make the play one-on-one. You've got to size up Obanaya. And you got to stop him when you make first contact. It'd be 3rd and about 7 right now if Levy makes the tackle when he should have.
Two tight end set for the Browns. Willis McGahee back in there. 3rd and 1. Lions got 8 men up in that box. McGahee, the lone back. Whedon's going to throw. Rolls to his right. Hit as he throws. Throws it out there. Caught. Josh Gordon across the 40-yard line. And they'll say he's outright at the 40. It's a first down for Cleveland. Josh Gordon, boy, did he get open. 16-yard gain.
Yep. And Whedon, I give him credit. He was getting hit when he threw the football. Ashley Palmer had a free run at him, and he was able to get the ball out accurately. So give Whedon some credit on that one.
First and 10 Browns from their own 40. Drive started back at their own 15. Whedon up under center. Two receivers to the left side. Lone back McGahee. Whedon's got it. Fakes the give to McGahee. Stepping up in the pocket. Plenty of time. Throws. It is simultaneously caught by the Browns and the Lions. They're going to say Jordan Cameron's got it as he's wrestling with Lewis Delmas, but it's a complete pass down to the 46-yard line of Detroit and a gain of 14.
Got to be a step quicker from Lewis Delmas there. Just a step quicker, and he makes an interception. Right now, they bring out Rasheen Mathis, and Bill Bentley goes in to play that other corner.
So Bentley will go to the right side. Chris Houston remains on the left.
All right, this isn't the nickel package. This is Bentley replacing Mathis.
First and 10 Cleveland from the Lions 46. Whedon gives to McGahee. Finds a hole, gets to the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. Bill Bentley the tackle, but it's a 7-yard gain. And right now this Cleveland offense has come to life. Second and three, 9:45 to go, first half, 7-7 game. Browns on the move. Gordon goes to the left side. Little follows him.
Now they got Slay in there at corner with Houston.
Offset eye, deep back McGahee. Shaded to the right side. McGahee gets it. Runs right, being chased. Gets hit. Loses yardage back to the 40. Good defensive work by the Lions. First man in was Stephen Tulloch. Got some help from Ashley Palmer. It'll go for a 1-yard loss. Third down coming up. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Third and four, chance for this Lions defense to get off the field. Fairley, right defensive end. Sue, left defensive end. Whedon's got it, out of the gun, wants to throw. Sue hits him as he does. It's up for grabs and intercepted by DeAndre Levy inside the 20 at the 17-yard line. Terrific coverage by the Lions linebacker who comes up with a takeaway.
And Dominican Sue with, again, a pass rush in the face of Whedon, forces Whedon to throw kind of a duck up there. DeAndre Levy with great coverage makes the pick.
Lions have it back. 7-7 game here in Cleveland. 8:44 to go, first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
It's the Built Ford Tough Sales event, going on now at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Come check out the 2013 Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck for 36 straight years. Year after year, the Ford F-Series continues to dominate. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 Ford F-150 models. Not all customers will qualify for Ford credit financing. $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance for 60 months. Some exclusions may apply. This program excludes Raptor models. $9,000 in total savings only valid on XLT 5.0 liter. Take new retail delivery by November 19th. See dealer for details. So take advantage of these great 2013 F-150 offers and get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 F-150 models.
Think Ford first.
Jim Brandstatter here with a history lesson. Almost half a century ago in 1967, Vince Lombardi's Green Bay team beat Kansas City 35-10 in a championship game that started a new era in professional football. The next year, in 1968, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm was founded, and a tradition was born. Three generations of lawyers who fight and win for families that need help. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946.
DeAndre Levy with that interception becomes the first Lions linebacker to record three in a season since Chris Claiborne did it back in 2002. Lions have it first and 10 at their own 17-yard line. Patrick Edwards, Ryan Broyles, Chris Durham in their receiver. Calvin Johnson on the sidelines as the Lions begin this drive. First and 10, Stafford up under center, Bush the lone back. Brown show a four-man front. Stafford's got it. Gives it to Reggie. Looking for a cutback and gets drilled. He got drilled by T.J. Ward, the safety, who shot the gap and dropped him for a loss of one on the play. Let's go down to Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, a couple of injury updates from down here. First of all, Rasheem Mathis was pulled from the game because of an injured groin. Training staff working on him now. His return is questionable. Joseph Fourier, meanwhile, has not played since his sore lower back kept him out of this game earlier.
Second and 11 for the Lions. Stafford loads, throws. Durham up high for the catch across the 35 and out to the 40-yard line. Beat Joe Hayden on the play. That is a terrific pitch and grab, 24 yards on the play.
That's Calvin-esque on the grab. And again, it's the matchup. Chris Durham's a 6'6" receiver against Hayden, who's just 5'11".
Lions go straight to the line. First and 10 from their own 40. Bush has it. Goes left. Cuts back right. Nothing doing. Got to the 41. That's it. Wrapped up, taken down by John Hughes. Second and 9 on the way.
I think the thing the Lions have to remember is when you've got safeties like Ward jumping up into the play like T.J. Ward was earlier, you got run action passing game can be a big, big friend and create big plays if the Browns are going to be that aggressive.
Second and 9. Stafford play action fake. Looks right. Comes back left. Now rolls to his left looking for somewhere to go. Slips a tackle and is able to get back to the 40-yard line. May have lost one on the play. Barkevious Mingo was the first man in there to pressure him. Stafford got back to the line of scrimmage. So that'll bring up a third down and 9. Today's game brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Stafford wanted to go the slant cut to the left. The Browns had taken it away completely. And at that point, he had nothing left. And he had to run, and he did a nice job to get it back to the line of scrimmage.
Calvin goes to the left side. Fourier goes to the right along with Patrick Edwards. Third and 9. Lions from their own 41. Browns have 6 men right up on that line. Now 7. Blitz comes. Stafford loads. Throws. Wants Calvin. Got him. Inside the 40-yard line and down to the... No! They say he did not make the catch. Megatron could not come up with it. Got both hands on it, but couldn't hold it in.
Well, that's the second drop for Calvin today, and that's a big one. Because there was a blitz coming. They came off the edge. They had the play they wanted. Calvin was being covered by a safety coming over from the middle. Stafford threw it in there beautifully, and Calvin's got to make that play.
Had it on his hip, but couldn't haul it in. Sam Martin, the punt. Benjamin calls for a fair catch. Makes it at the 16-yard line. And that's where the Browns will take over. And that's a ball Calvin Johnson normally comes up with. Had both hands on it, pressed it against his hip, but as he turned up field, just couldn't haul it in. So the Lions come up empty on that drive. Browns have it back, 7-7 game, 6:38 to go first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
To be honest, I never thought too much about our health plan. I just knew I had it. But then I found out that the company I worked for isn't going to provide coverage anymore. Sure am thinking about it now.
If you need help choosing a new health plan, you can be confident that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the answers you need and is ready to help.
I had a lot of questions, and I wanted to talk to an expert, so I called Blue Cross. They helped me pick out a great plan for my whole family.
At Blue Cross, our experts can help you find an individual health plan that's right for you and your family. We have a range of plans to fit just about any budget.
I got the facts I needed, and I chose Blue Cross.
For help understanding your options, visit bcbsm.com/myblue. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
George Clifford of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. George, you always carry the right brands.
We will recommend certain brands depending on our technical knowledge of those brands by actually doing thousands of service calls and hundreds of installations of all different brands. If a customer asks for a brand, we give them that brand, or they'll take our recommendation in a lot of cases.
Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, with 3 locations to serve you. Call their main branch at 734-422-8080 or visit familyheating.com.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Dunham Sporting Goods. Our big names bring you in, and our low prices bring you back.
Chris Durham with a big catch a moment ago, but he's on pace for a career day. He's got 4 catches, which matches a career high. 50 yards for him. Lions offense, though, came up empty on that drive. Browns have it back, first and 10 from their own 16. Brandon Whedon brings them to the line, ducks in behind center, lone back McGahee. Whedon's got it, play action fake, drops back to his own six, wants to throw, hit as he does, over the middle, knocked away by Darius Slay and incomplete.
Flag.
Flag comes in late. Greg Little was the intended receiver. And I want to tell you, late did that flag come
in. Well, you know what? He dropped it out of his pocket, and he had to go back and pick it up and throw it. I think he was going to throw it right away on Slay, but it kind of dropped out of his pocket.
Crowd reacted. They wanted the call.
Pass interference, number 30, defense. Ball be placed in the spot of the foul. First down.
So that moves the line of scrimmage out to the 39-yard line.
I got to tell you, the other thing is, that was not a great play by Slay, and there's no question he got to the receiver early. But, boy, Whedon had time. I mean, they're getting close, but they've got to get better pressure right away or quicker on Whedon.
Whedon out of the gun. He's got a man to each side, and he's got McGahee behind him. Wants to throw, stepping up in the pocket, in trouble. Now rolling left, can run. 45-yard line, slides down at the 48. They'll say 47 is where he hit, so he picks up 8 yards on first down. It'll be second and two.
That was what I was just talking about. It seems like they're just not getting a really good rush on him where he's able to look around and actually pick a hole in the lanes to pass rush and get out of there with his feet, which is not normally his strength.
Second and two. Browns come out in an I formation behind Whedon. Obanaya in front of McGahee. McGahee gets the call left side. First down, Lions territory. Hit as he gets inside the 45 and barrels his way to the 42. Lewis Delmas with the tackle for Detroit, but that's a 10-yard gain, and the Browns are in business. 7-7 game, but Cleveland's on the move again.
Well, if the Browns are able to bleed yardage on the ground, it's not their strength, okay? If they're able to bleed yardage on the ground with Willis McGahee, then their offense is doing what they need to do to win the game. As they make Detroit worry about the run, which is not their strength, then they've got the Lion defense on its heels.
First and 10, Cleveland. From the Lion 42. Out of the gun, it's Whedon. He wants to throw. Four-man rush for the Lions. Again, pocket holds. Deep middle, got it complete. Gordon with it. Down to the 25-yard line. They'll give him the 24. Chris Houston makes the stop, but it's an 18-yard gain and another first down.
If you're Gunther Cunningham, Dan, I think maybe you got to say, look, we can't get it done with the four guys up front. Maybe I got to start getting creative about how I can get pressure on Whedon.
Yeah, Whedon may not be Tom Brady back there, but if you give him enough time, he's going to pick you apart. Right now, he's doing a nice job of that.
They're in Wildcat.
And they snap it directly to Marquise Gray. And he barrels forward inside the 20 to the 14-yard line for a first down. 6'4", 250-pound rookie out of Minnesota, Marquise Gray, running the Wildcat. Right now, the Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. First and 10, Cleveland from the Lion 14. Bobby Rainey in at running back. He's the lone back behind Whedon. He's up under center. Gives to Rainey, and he's taken down immediately by Willie Young. Young got him right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10.
Well, that time Willie Young jumped right before the snap down inside, and he beat the block of the tackle to the inside and was in the backfield when they handed it off.
Ashley Palmer was slow to get up on that play. Says he's okay. He'll remain in there. Second and 10, Browns from the Lion 14. Willis McGahee stays in at running back. Whedon will go from the gun. McGahee to his right. Again, keep an eye on Jordan Cameron here, where the big tight end's dangerous. Whedon throws, got it complete. It is caught. The other tight end, Gary Barnage, who's inside the 10 and down to the 6, where it'll be third and 2.
Well, Norv Turner is an offensive play caller, loves the tight end, and when he gets into situations where he feels he's going to get pressure. He gives the quarterback that quick throw, so pressure can't get there. And some of those throws are to the tight ends. And Whedon has played very nicely today within the structure of what Norv Turner's got going against this Lion defense.
Nick Fairley comes off, and he's limping as he does. The Browns are going to take a timeout. Play clock was down to 5 seconds. Whedon wants to come over and talk about things. It is third down and two. Browns at the Lions' six-yard line in a 7-7 game here with 2:21 to go in the first half. Right now, we'll swing it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Check in with Dan Hasty for an NFL update.
We got a couple scores, guys. Second quarter in Minnesota. Vikings trail the Carolina Panthers 14-0. Cam Newton, two touchdown passes. Another NFC North game in Baltimore where the Packers lead the Ravens 3-0 in the second. Green Bay stopping Baltimore on fourth and goal from the one-yard line. In Tampa Bay, Eagles on top of the Buccaneers, 14-10. DeSean Jackson, 12 yards from Nick Foles. The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, they trail the Oakland Raiders 7-0 in the second. Denarius Moore, a 39-yard touchdown pass from Terrell Pryor. In Houston, Sam Bradford into the end zone. Rams lead the Texans 17-3. Guys.
All right, thank you very much. Cleveland's doing it on the ground today. 13 carries, 105 yards. Averaging 8.1 yards per rush. Now, that includes a 45-yarder on the end around by Benjamin, but nonetheless, they've been effective. Third and two here from the Lions 6. Here we go. Whedon out of the gun. He's got it. Inside handoff. Obanaya hit and taken down by Stephen Tulloch. It'll be very close. It will depend upon the spot. Based on where that football is, I'm going to guess they've got it by the nose of the football. They will bring the sticks out to measure. We've hit the two-minute warning, but we'll hold off on that until we find out whether or not it is fourth down or first and goal. I'm guessing they got it, but not by much. Sticks are out on the field. They'll stretch them out. And it will in fact be a first down. First and goal for the Browns when we come back. But we've hit the two-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal Maple Finished. Whiskey started, maple finished. Please drink responsibly. 7-7 game, 2 minutes to go, first half. They're going to wind the clock, which should take us down to the two-minute warning. And in fact, it will. So as they do that, we'll step aside. 2 minutes to go, first half, 7-7 game, but the Browns are knocking on the door. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
It's the Built Ford Tough sales event, going on now at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Come check out the 2013 Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck for 36 straight years. Year after year, the Ford F-Series continues to dominate. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 Ford F-150 models. Not all customers will qualify for Ford credit financing. $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance for 60 months. Some exclusions may apply. This program excludes Raptor models. $9,000 in total savings only valid on XLT 5.0 liter. Take new retail delivery by November 19th. See dealer for details. So take advantage of these great 2013 F-150 offers and get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 F-150 models.
Think Ford first.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein Advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein Advantage today.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
Cleveland has really dominated things here in the second quarter. 119 total yards to 28, 8 first downs to 1, 10:03 time of possession to 2:57. Right now they've got it first and goal at the Lion 4. 7-7 game with 2 minutes to play here in the half. Browns will also get the ball to start the second half. All along, the one I was always this point, Brandy, you're blitzing. You leave yourself vulnerable somewhere else, but
right.
They're not getting home on passing situations.
No, and you know, Whedon is not considered one of those great ones in this league. But remember, he's a number one pick. And this guy, when he's got time and he can plant his back foot, has a wonderful arm and he knows what to do with it. And unless they get pressure, the Lion defense is going to be behind the eight ball. And the thing is, if you bring a blitz, then you're leaving a corner or a linebacker safety one-on-one. And that's if the quarterback can find that match.
First and goal for the Browns. Whedon up under center. Lone back McGahee. Lions come across and Ndamukong Suh in early. And a somewhat derisive Suh chant breaks out. Looks like this one will go against the Lions.
Offside, 90, defense, half the distance to the goal, still first down.
That'll move the ball down to the 2-yard line, first and goal from there.
Well, Ndamukong trying to, you know, anticipate that snap count. And the tough part about that is he's right over the football. I mean, that play can't start until that football moves. It didn't move, and Ndamukong did.
Here come the Lions now on defense. First and goal, Cleveland from the Lions, too. Whedon with McGahee as his lone back. Whedon's got it. Gives to McGahee. He tries the middle of the line. Nothing doing. Got to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. It'll be second and goal from the 2. Lions do a good job of stacking things up inside.
Second down, goal to go.
Told you earlier, Rasheen Mathis, groin injury, questionable return. McGahee goes out. Chris Obanaya checks in.
Remember the last time they scored, they got Obanaya open on the goal line in the flat. Somebody's got to take the running back as a receiver and cover him.
Ninth play of the drive. Whedon's got it. Rolls to his right. Sets and fires. End zone caught. Little touchdown. Beat Bill Bentley on the play.
That's just an outcut about 2 yards deep where Little gets to the goal line and just breaks it out, and he runs right across the goal line. Whedon rolls his way. If he sees any separation at all, he throws it out there, and that worked like a charm as the Browns take a touchdown lead.
Billy Cundiff on for the extra point. There's the snap, a little bit high, but they get it down, and the extra point is up and good. It's 14-7, Browns on top. Lions have 2 timeouts remaining and a minute 16 to work with. We'll send it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Dan Hasty standing by.
Thanks so much, guys. Cincinnati on top of Buffalo early in Buffalo.
Bernard out, Green Ellis in. First and 10 from the 18. They fake to the law firm. Dalton throwing for the end zone. And
yeah.
Anthony Green,
yeah.
He's got the ball. Did he get his feet down? Yes!
Yeah.
Touchdown!
Beautiful.
Bengals as A.J. Green went up and over Leotis McKelvin for the score. Andy Dalton's first touchdown pass in the last 9 quarters.
That's Dan Horta and Dave Lapham on Cincinnati's ESPN 1530 and the Bengals radio network. Bengals currently on top 17-10 in the second quarter. Some of the other games, St. Louis Rams on top of the Texans 17-6. That one late in the first half. Steelers on top of the Jets 9-3. Exciting one there. Also the Eagles, they lead the Buccaneers 14-10. Nick Foles a touchdown pass in the air and on the ground. Guys.
All right, thank you very much. 14-7 here, Browns on top. You know, Brandy, we've talked a lot about the Lions' defense and the problems they've had. Offensively, not a lot to speak of either. A couple of drives, but for the most part, no consistency. Billy Cundiff to kick it off. Michael Spurlock back deep. Cundiff drives it. Spurlock, 9 yards deep, makes the catch, takes a knee. Touchback. Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. Matthew Stafford brings the offense out. Calvin Johnson not out there on first down. 3 receivers in the game, Durham, Broyles, and Edwards, along with Joik Bell. Again, 2 timeouts for the Lions to work with, a minute 16 on the clock. Durham and Broyles go to the right side, Edwards to the left. Stafford will work from the gun. Joyke Bell to his left. Four-man Brown front. Stafford's got it. Straight drop. Pumps. Now he throws. Going deep. Wants Edwards. Left side. Knocked away. Incomplete. Nice play by Chris Owens. Turned and located the ball and knocked it away as the Lions were going for the home run to Patrick Edwards.
There's a double move by Edwards. Kind of a little stutter and go. And, boy, he had a little bit of separation. But I got to give Owens credit, man. You're right, Dan. He, from a trail position, he was able to at least see the ball. And when he got a hand up, even though he was beaten, he got a hand up and knocked that thing away. That's a good defensive play.
Second and 10 for the Lions. 1:10 to go in the half. They scrimmage from their own 20. Stafford fakes the inside handoff, wants to throw, loads and fires, got Durham, makes the catch. Nope, dropped it. Durham got both hands on it, hauled it in, but it was pried away by Joe Hayden. These Browns have done a nice job a couple of times today, Brandy, on passes that appeared to be completions, getting a hand in there and knocking it away.
Yeah, they're staying with it. These defensive backs are very active with their hands. And again, I think here's the problem. Once a team shows that they're going to drop some of these balls and they're not going to catch them, those defensive backs feel more confident. And they get a little bit more adventurous in regards to how they use their hands. And it gives them confidence that they can play that way.
Calvin Johnson checks in on 3rd and 10. Crowd standing and making noise. Stafford's got it. Straight drop. Loads and fires. Left side wants Edwards. Tries to make a diving catch in Browns territory at the 42. But can't hang on. And that'll bring up 4th down. And the Lions are going to have to punt it away with 59 seconds to go in the half.
I know that's a tough catch. But you're playing in the NFL. That ball hits you in the hands. You almost got to have.
A couple of catches that should have been made on that drive.
That's some great analysis, isn't it?
Sam Martin, good punt. Benjamin angles to his left, takes it at the 30, and he's hit immediately by Michael Spurlock and driven out of bounds. Nice work with a directional punt, which allowed the coverage unit to get down there. 50-yard punt, no return.
Now, my thought was just that you got Durham with the ball, and I know Cleveland plays it well, and he drops it. I'd call that a drop, and this one was a tough catch by Edwards. Long ball, but Stafford put it out there where he could make the catch. See receivers in this league make that catch, Dan, and those are kind of the kind of catches your quarterback needs. That your team needs to bail you out of some issues. And if you don't make those, you find yourself in trouble. And the Lions right now are in trouble offensively.
Cundiff is hit from 51 twice this year. Browns have 2 timeouts to work with. Hard count. Somebody moved. Don't know if it was the Lions up front or the Browns. Whedon went with the hard count. Browns are pointing at the Lions. Lions are pointing at the Browns. And we'll hear from Walt Coleman.
Neutral zone infraction, number 98, defense, 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Nick Fairley called for the penalty. That'll move the ball up to the 31-yard line. 1st and 5 for the Browns from there. 50 seconds to go in the half. Browns have 2 timeouts remaining. They lead 14-7. Whedon will work out of the gun, 4-man front for Detroit. Whedon's got it, hands off. Obanaya's got it. Spins over the left side, gets across the 35. Now close to the 39-yard line. He's got the first down. Delmas and Levy take him down. It's an 8-yard gain. Cleveland will use their 2nd timeout with 43 seconds remaining in the half. Lions are going to have some work to do at halftime, Brandy. Got to figure out how to get this offense on track. And the defense is going to have to figure out how to get off the field.
Right, well, the big thing to me is the fact that the Browns have been able to run the football effectively against the Lions, and they've gotten very little pass rush on Whedon. 2 things they had to do. You talked about it prior to the game. You've got to get Whedon off his spot. He's shown that he can be sacked. The stats show it. But the Lions haven't gotten very close.
Here come the Browns now, 1st and 10. They scrimmage from their own 39. Whedon to throw. Has time. Throws over the middle. Caught Gordon at the 40-yard line of Detroit. Picks up blockers at the 30. To the left sideline. And spun out of bounds to the 25-yard line by Stephen Tulloch.
But that deep square in route. They've run that 3 times today. And once they've gotten interference, and 2 times they've completed it for big yardage.
36 yards on the play, and the Browns are in field goal range, but certainly have much bigger plans than that with 33 seconds to go and a timeout as well. Travis Benjamin has checked into the game. Got to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, watch the end around or a straight fly route, because he's matched up over there with Darius Slay, the rookie.
Safety help over the top. Two deep safeties for the Lions. Whedon wants to throw with a flag down. Pumps, goes deep right. Little is wide open, and Whedon overthrew him. Chris Houston thought he had deep help. He did not. And there's a flag down.
Motion.
Jim Schwartz is going to move him back.
And not resetting. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Illegal shift against the Browns. 5-yard penalty. Move the line of scrimmage back to 30. Down not really significant at this point with 27 seconds to go.
Well, they better not let Greg Little get that free again.
Well, as soon as that play ended, Houston looked over at Glover Quinn, said, like, man, I thought you were back there. And Glover said something. But he wasn't.
Better get that straightened out.
Here we go, first and 15 for the Browns now from the Lions 30. Whedon's got it, straight drop. Rolls to his right, tries to set up a screen to Obanaya. It's incomplete. That stops the clock with 23 seconds remaining. Cleveland still has one timeout left and a 14-7 lead.
See, even that little pass, that little movement of Whedon's feet through an inaccurate ball? Well, you got to get him moving his feet. You can't let him sit in that pocket. I think that's one of those issues Lions have got to discuss at halftime, how they're going to be able to somehow in the second half generate some pressure.
Browns come to the line, second down and 15. They scrimmage from the Lion 30. They lead by 7. They're looking for more. They go empty with Whedon out of the gun. Lions send 4. Whedon back. Throws deep left side. Wants Gordon just out of his reach at the 1-yard line. And that'll bring up third and 15 now. Clock stops on the incompletion. 17 seconds remain.
Well, he's got a lot of time to stand back there and throw, doesn't he?
Been all day. Has had time all day, and the Browns have racked up 15 first downs in the first half.
I mean, if they protect like this all year long, you know, for 5 years, they've won 5 or less. They've got 3 wins already. So this Cleveland team is knocking on the door of making it interesting this year, aren't they?
Trips right for the Browns on third and 15. Whedon throws left side. Got a complete Obanaya. Runs out of bounds. Short of the first down at the 22-yard line. But picks up 7-8 good yards and improving the field goal position as Billy Cundiff will come on.
Fourth down.
Lions led at 1.7-0. They now trail 14-7. And Cundiff will try to increase that advantage for Cleveland. To 10.
Well, this is
a 40-yard attempt. Hash mark left side.
And well within his range. We were watching in pregame. He was hitting them easily from 50.
Here is the snap. Spot down. Kick is up. Cundiff drills it through. And the Browns now lead by 10, 17-7 with 8 seconds to go in the first half. Browns, as I mentioned a moment ago, will get the kickoff to start the second half. Both these teams coming in at 3-2. Right now, after a first quarter in which the Lions seem to dominate play, it's been the Browns with a big second quarter.
Outscored 17-0. Since the Lions took that 7-0 lead, that's not something that you want to do on the road, because you've given now that home team all that momentum and all that confidence. And when you go on the road, what you want to do is do just the opposite. Take the crowd out of the game and take confidence out of the home team's, their mindset. And the Lions have done just the opposite.
Lions scored 3 points in the first half last week at Green Bay, 7 points in the first half here. Offensively, without Calvin last week, getting him part-time this week, they have been in a bit of a slump. Cundiff drives it, kickoff is going to land in the end zone and go out the back of the end zone. The Lions will have it after the touchback at their own 20. I would assume Matthew Stafford will take a knee with 8 seconds remaining. The Lions will head to the locker room and try to find some answers on how to turn things around in the second half. Coming up at halftime, we'll head back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Dan Hasty will give you the update on what's happening around the rest of the NFL. Get you up to date on what's happened in the first 30 minutes of this one as well. Lions send two receivers to the left side, one to the right. Lone back is Joik Bell. Stafford takes a knee, and that'll be it for the first half. Browns lead it 17-7 here at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. Lions will go to the locker room down 10. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe. Cafe at participating McDonald's.
Between getting the kids ready for school in the morning, getting to work on time, grocery shopping, doing the laundry, and all the usual family craziness that goes on, I don't have time to figure out which health insurance plan to choose.
If you need help deciding on a health plan, you can be confident that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the answers you need and is ready to help.
I just want to have somebody lay it all out for me, tell me my options, show me what I have to do and how much it's going to cost. But it needs to be someone who knows their stuff, someone I trust.
More people choose Blue Cross because they offer access to the most doctors in Michigan, the best doctors, and you can take your family to practically every hospital. Plus, their wide choice of plans means you'll be able to find a plan that changes when your life changes.
And Blue Cross has an easy-to-use website that helped me choose the right plan for my family on my own time.
For help choosing a plan that's right for you, visit bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 67 years.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Brought to you in part by Bud Light Music First. It's the sound of history being made. Here we go. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Dan Hasty.
After two quarters, Lions trail the Cleveland Browns 17-7. Let's hear how the first 30 minutes went down in our first half recap. Lions got the ball first. Lions went 41 yards in 10 plays before the drive stalls just outside of David Akers' field goal range. Lions forced to punt. Nothing doing for the Browns on their first drive. Lions get it back, and after a pair of third down conversions, including two pass interference penalties on Browns corner Joe Hayden, Matt Stafford decides to let his tight end climb the ladder.
Joik Bell, the lone back behind Stafford, second and goal from the one. Stafford's got it. Throws right. Wants Fourier. Big man goes up. Big man comes down with the football. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Lions on top 7-0. After that 9-play, 58-yard drive ends with Big Joe Fourier going up to get that 1-yard touchdown pass from Matt Stafford. Both teams trade 3 and outs before the Browns start a drive late in the first quarter with a huge gain by Travis Benjamin, who goes 45 yards on an end-around. That helps set up 2nd and goal from the Lions 4, where the Browns find their way into the end zone.
Lions go nickel, 5 defensive backs, 4-man front on 2nd and goal. Whedon to throw. In the pocket, got a wide open, open eye at the 1, turns and rolls into the end zone for the touchdown. Came out of the backfield, got lost, nobody near him. Easy pitch and catch for the score.
8 plays, 74 yards in just 3 minutes and 40 seconds. We're tied at 7. Late in the first half, Browns move down the field again. Willis McGahee gets 10 yards on the ground, then an 18-yard pass to Josh Gordon, then 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line when Whedon finds the end zone again.
Ninth play of the drive. Whedon's got it. Rolls to his right. Sets and fires. End zone caught. Little touchdown. Beat Bill Bentley on the play.
This time a nine-play, 74-yard drive. Whedon to Little for the 2-yard score. Late in the first half, Browns tack on three more. Billy Cundiff from 40 yards out has the Browns leading the Lions 17-7 at the half. When we return, we'll take a look around the NFL scoreboard. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moment.
Oh, feed in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XF Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1/5/14. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Visit Comcast.com for details.
I was fascinated with bridges as a kid, so I wanted a job where I could build big things. The University of Toledo gave me a full scholarship to study engineering and connected me with companies in the field. I was offered a job at SSOE, where I now help to design manufacturing plants. I'm Nathan, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Turn your dreams into reality and visit the University of Toledo, less than 1 hour away.
The auto industry is healthy again, but there are still a lot of questions. Where will sales go? Can companies keep up with the demand? How do they meet new fuel economy rules? This is AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. We're bringing the experts together Thursday morning at Lawrence Tech for our Automotive Summit. All the information, including cost and how to register, is at cbsdetroit.com.
Register now for WWJ's Auto Summit. Go to cbsdetroit.com. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family-owned and operated for 45 years.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios with Chuck Keller and John Hawkins, my name's Dan Hasty. Lions trail the Cleveland Browns 17-7. Let's go ahead and take a look around the NFL scoreboard. We begin in Kansas City, where the Oakland Raiders got on the board first.
First and 10 Raiders on the KC 40-yard line. Breyer in the shotgun as McFadden to his right. Aaron goes out, throws, slant, catch. Canarius Moore, 25-20, 10-5, touchdown! Raiders! Denarius Moore on the slant. The safety, Quinton Demps, took a horrible angle, and he runs right through their secondary. 39 yards for a Raider touchdown.
Greg Papa and Tom Flores on the Oakland Raiders and Compass Media Networks. Nearing halftime, the Raiders and Chiefs are tied 10-7, rather 7-7. Elsewhere, the Buccaneers lead the Eagles 17-14. A pair of touchdowns for Vincent Jackson. A couple of NFC North games. The Minnesota Vikings trailing the Carolina Panthers at the Metrodome. Carolina on top 14-3 at the half. Green Bay, a 6-0 lead on the Baltimore Ravens at recess. Later tonight, one of the best rivalries in all of football is Tony Romo, who threw for over 500 yards last week in a loss to Denver, and his Cowboys face RG3 and the Washington Redskins at 8:30. Des Bryant went over 140 yards in action at 8:30. That's the NFL scoreboard at the half. Lions trail the Cleveland Browns 17-7. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
This is Adam Schefter for 5-Hour Energy. Between the preseason, regular season, postseason, and breaking news in the offseason, I'm working almost every waking hour. Slowing down isn't an option, so I rely on 5-Hour Energy to give me the clear, alert feeling I need to focus. It's quick, convenient, and lasts for hours. From now until the end of the year, a portion of each sale of specially marked bottles of Raspberry 5-Hour Energy benefits Living Beyond Breast Cancer.
Individual results may vary.
For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946.
Dan Hasty back in the 1-800-CALL Sam Studios. Lions trail the Cleveland Browns 17-7 at recess. We'll give you an update on the Tigers. After their thrilling 1-0 win last night in Boston, they take on the Red Sox with a chance to take a 2-0 lead headed back to Comerica Park. Max Scherzer on the mound for the Tigers tonight. Jim Leland, he knows how good his pitching's been, but says you can't forget about the arms in Boston.
You know, we got to do a little better with our opportunities. Hitting with men in scoring position, obviously we got to do a little bit better. But I think, you know, what you're seeing is a lot of good pitching. You know, there was two playoff games played today, and they were both 1-0 scores. That tells you the kind of quality of pitching that's in the postseason.
Tigers and Red Sox first pitch tonight, 8:07 from Fenway Park. Lions trail the Browns 17-7. We get you back out to First Energy Stadium for the second half with Dan Miller, Tony Ortiz, and Jim Brandstatter next on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
In 1988, my law partner and I established ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men, right here in Michigan. We are dedicated to representing men in divorce and making sure they are treated fairly. Call us and we can explain the law to you and what can be done to protect your rights. If you become a client, you will be represented by a firm that has pioneered the concept of fair treatment for men in court. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326 or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
Do you use regular
BP driver rewards? Become a member today and receive an instant 10-cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participating locations.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 67 years.